Welcome to Creating Abundance with Alana Cahoon, sharing inspirational stories from experts around the world. Tap into your inner wisdom at alanacahoon.com.
I like to start my day with a ritual. My morning ritual includes preparing the best cup of coffee I can possibly make. I enjoy the whole process, from steaming and bubbling up the milk to brewing the coffee. I add a taste of honey, raw, natural honey that's made locally. As that's being taken care of, I prepare my smoothie with fresh fruit, with my spirulina and protein powder, dates, whatever it is that I want to put into my smoothie on that particular day. And then the best part, I bring my goodies upstairs into my sacred zone, my studio space, and I close the door. Then I sit in front of my favorite window and gaze out at the beautiful blue sky. So that's step one of my morning ritual. The second step is being fully present, really engaging in my coffee and my smoothie. I smell the aroma. I consider where the beans were roasted. Where were they cultivated? I think about how it's going to affect me. It's going to lift me up initially. I think about this smoothie and I know it's so healthy that it's going to give me all the real energy I need. And while I'm engaging in this, I get to relax and check in with myself. How am I feeling? Do I feel good? Not so good? Terrible? Whatever it is, accept it. You now have received knowledge and wisdom about your initial state of being, and this is going to set your entire day. When you know how you're starting your day, you'll better understand how you are behaving or receiving your day later on. So, what does that look like? Today, I felt good. Like, wow, why do I feel good? Oh, because of a recent accomplishment. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. I did it. It was successful. That's awesome. Oh, what am I going to do to treat myself? You see, now, if I hadn't checked in, I'm sure I would not have treated myself. I would have just moved directly into the next project. Another example, not feeling so good. Why is that? And I have to tell you something, the why is not always what's important. What's important is to simply be aware of your emotions and then take care of them throughout the day. So I'm not feeling so good. I'm under stress. I have too much to do. All right, knowing that, I'm going to spend the first half hour of my workday looking at my list and prioritizing, delegating where I can. This is self-care. This is saying, I am going to take care of the issue that is causing me stress right now. It may not relieve all the stress, but it's going to tackle one aspect of it. So A, successful, celebrate. Two, overstressed, reprioritize. Those are ways to handle things. The other thing I'd like you to say is, how do I want to feel today? If you're feeling really happy, I'd like to maintain this happiness throughout my day. I'd really like to feel a sense of accomplishment and not lose sight of that. Or I want to feel clear and focused so that I can move through today's activities with grace and ease. There might be a time you wake up and you feel terrible because you have a backache. You're aware of it. You don't ignore it. You may want to do some stretches or take a medication if that's important. You're now aware of it and you're applying self-care. Self-care means taking care of an issue, providing a solution, because your day will then be so much better. You will feel happiness, productivity. Other people will want to be around you. So these are the ways you can start your day with your morning breakfast, your morning beverage. Take time to yourself and tune in. Check in with where you're at, fully accepted, and then bring in some solutions, even when it's positive. I'm Alana. I look forward to seeing you at the next Creating Abundance podcast.
Thank you for listening to Creating Abundance. Be sure to like and subscribe. Stay tuned for the next podcast and get your free ebook at alanacahoon.com/ebook.